is the third part of our discussion on Skinner sealed spool valves. The first part was devoted to the H9 1/4 inch effective orifice valves. The second part reviewed the complete line of the S3 3/8 inch effective orifice valves. This part will discuss the larger S4 sealed spool valve with an effective orifice of 1/2 inch. Here you see a size comparison of all three valves. The S4 single solenoid model is almost twice the length of the H9 solenoid model. The H9 has a 1/4 inch orifice, 1/4 inch pipe connections, and is 6.5 inches in length. The S3 has a 3/8 inch orifice, a choice of 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch, and 1/2 inch pipe connections, and is 7 1/8 inches in length. The S4 has a 1/2 inch orifice, a choice of 3/8, 1/2 inch, and 3/4 inch pipe connections, and is 11 1/4 inches in length. Comparing flow in standard cubic feet per minute, SCFM, we see that with 100 PSIG inlet pressure and a 20 PSI drop, the H9 with a C sub V of 1 has a flow of 45. The S3 with a C sub V of 2.3 has a flow of 103, and the S4 with a C sub V of 9 has a flow of 405 SCFM. The basic design of all three valves are very similar. The seal spool, as you can see from this S3 cutaway, contains a solenoid operator, spool, cages, seals, spring, and motor drive. The operation is also assisted by an air spring. These O-rings shown provide bubble-tight sealing in the H9 and S3 valves, but will not operate on the S4 valve because the radial and axial force is of such magnitude that O-rings of this type would be excessively deformed, causing malfunction. Thus, new, reinforced O-rings had to be developed for the S4, and we will discuss them in detail later. On solenoid-actuated models, the H9 and the S3 valves use the V5 or X5 operator. Flow requirements of the S4 motor are such that the largest exhaust orifice size of the V5 operator is 3/32nds and is not sufficient to handle the exhaust in the time required. Two alternatives were open to Skinner engineers. Modify the V5 operator similar to the Q5 quick exhaust valve, incorporating a quick dump piston, or design a new operator. The latter course was selected. This new design will be examined shortly. The S4, unlike the H9 and S3 lines, includes single and double diaphragm models for operation on a minimum pressure of 5 psi and a maximum pressure of 50 psi. The basic design differences between the S3 and S4 models are 1. Solenoid operator, 2. O-ring design, 3. Additional diaphragm operated models, 4. No air spring assist. To examine these differences, we will disassemble the single solenoid model. Before we start to disassemble the valve, let's look at a cutaway and become familiar with the components of the S4 single solenoid. First is the housing assembly that contains the coil. Next, the operator body assembly. Then the motor body assembly, valve body assembly, spool, seals, cages, spring, and body cover. Note in this cutaway there is no passageway that intersects the inlet port and the mechanical spring area, as there is in the S3 model. As we have said, no air spring is used simply because we do not need one. The valve spool area is large enough so that a spring with sufficient force can be installed easily. The size of the spool area is such that a mechanical spring of sufficient force is not possible, thus the need for an air spring as well. You can see in this view of the single solenoid model that the design of the new operator provides a pleasing appearance as well as a functional package, reducing the height and adding a little length to the valve. The double solenoid is also pleasing in appearance. The length of this model is over 15 inches, and the height slightly less than 2 inches. The new inline operator has many more parts than the V5 type. In this cutaway, we can see the various parts. The operator is contained within the housing assembly and the operator body assembly. The coil and yoke, as well as the override actuator, are secured in the housing assembly. The operator body contains the following assemblies: sleeve, stop, plunger, rod, seal, spring, capsule, and override, as well as seals and orifices. All these assemblies are held in the body by means of the sleeve flange. The housing assembly is removed by releasing the two screws. These screws are captive in this assembly. The coil leads must be pulled from the 1/2-inch NPT conduit housing, which is part of the operator body assembly. The coil is held within a yoke by means of a screw. The yoke is part of the magnetic circuit of the operator. A gasket helps seal the housing to the operator body assembly. The coil is a standard V5 molded type and consumes 9 watts instead of 10 for the V5 valve on AC and 16 watts on DC operation. Although you can't see it from this view, the override button is secured in this housing by means of a retaining ring. The operator body is disassembled from the motor body assembly by means of 2 screws. The body contains the NPT conduit connection for the coil leads, as well as a cord hole for X-pilot operation. Using a Skinner wrench nut, we remove the sleeve flange, which, unlike the V5, is separate and not part of the sleeve. The sleeve is now free to be removed. Within the sleeve dome is the manual override assembly. Only the override stem and seal can be removed. This assembly will stay in the sleeve, but can be removed by applying force to the stem. The other parts of the override assembly cannot be removed from the dome without damaging the retaining ring. Within the sleeve is the plunger snubber, used as a damper. The plunger assembly is made up of a plunger and a spring. The spring is contained captive within the plunger. The stop assembly also contains a shading ring for AC operation. The rod, seal, spring, and capsule assembly remain in the body due to formed grooves that mate with ribs within the orifice cavity. The capsule assembly can be removed from the orifice cavity with slight force. Here you see the capsule assembly, seals, and body orifice. Here is a view of the capsule assembly showing the top, rod, spring, and capsule. On the right is the capsule showing the formed orifice. Although these parts are sold as an assembly, they can be disassembled. When the spring retainer is removed, the spring, rod, and capsule can be separated. 2 holes or passageways are drilled in the capsule 180 degrees apart that intersect the formed orifice on the bottom side. Grooves have been made on both sides of the passageways for orientation purposes, so that the passageways in the capsule assembly will mate with passageways in the operating body cavity. The rod is stainless steel and is welded to a stainless steel retainer holding a soft synthetic insert open on top and bottom. The spring exerts force on the rod in an upward position, forcing the insert to seal the formed orifice in the bottom of the capsule. The stop fits within the sleeve and is machined from stainless steel. A shading ring is contained in the top to eliminate buzz on AC operation. The stop is also drilled to accept the rod assembly. The plunger, as we have already mentioned, has a cavity containing a spring. It is also partially drilled to accept the rod, which is used also as a guide for proper mating with the stop. The snubber, placed between the plunger and override, is to dampen, reduce noise, and protect the sleeve when the plunger is returned to a de-energized position. The operator body assembly is die-cast aluminum and contains the necessary mounting holes, the 1/2-inch NPT conduit, and the various drilled pilot passageways to operate the valve. A form section accommodates the sleeve and the larger diameter of the capsule assemblies. It is threaded to accept the sleeve flange. There are several diameters within this section. The first accommodates the top flange of the capsule and is sealed with an O-ring. The second diameter accommodates the bottom of the capsule and is also sealed by an O-ring. See the ribs between these two diameters. As we have said, these fit the grooves in the capsule for orientation purposes. Between the ribs are the drilled holes or passageways that lead to the opposite side of the body and pick up air from the pressure port. On opposite sides of the orifice seat, you will see two large openings. These lead to the motor assembly. The pressed-in stainless steel seat intersects a drilled passageway that terminates on both sides of the valve. This is the exhaust orifice that is opened to the motor assembly cavity when the valve is de-energized and closed when energized. The reverse side of the operator body contains a snubber that is pinned in place. This snubber is made of plastic and acts as a shock absorber to protect the spool and end plate from deformation. The recess in the casting is designed to support a section of the stainless steel liner. Two exhaust passageways are located next to the snubber. The pilot pressure inlet passageways are located at 12 and 6 o'clock. The motor body assembly is secured by the same bolts that secure the operator body assembly. This assembly contains the stainless steel liner and O-rings, piston drive, and U-cup assembly. This is identical in function to the S3 motor assembly. Pressure is supplied from the valve body through a drilled passageway in the motor assembly to the pilot. This passageway uses O-rings to seal connections at the valve body and operator body assembly. The reverse side of the motor assembly contains an O-ring seal recess that picks up the air supply and a boss that positions the cages and seals in the valve body. It is obvious that the S4 operator is considerably more sophisticated than the simple V5 type. The V5 operator has only two moving parts, the spring and plunger. In operation, the plunger is pulled up by magnetic force to open or close an orifice in either the body or the sleeve. The design is such that in three-way operation, one orifice must be in the sleeve. The new S4 operator works in the opposite way. First, all the ports are in the operator body, none in the sleeve. In the de-energized position, the spring of the rod and capsule assembly hold the retainer containing the seal against the pilot orifice, sealing out pressure. The pilot exhaust orifice is open to atmosphere. When the coil is energized, the magnetic force pulls the plunger in the sleeve downward against the stop assembly, forcing the rod to compress the spring and the insert in the retainer to seal the exhaust orifice and open the inlet orifice to pressure. This design provides two advantages over the traditional V5 operator. Larger orifices can be used, and the pilot operator has all ports in the body. The next basic S4 difference is the design of the O-rings. Once we have removed the spool cages and seals, we see that with the exception of the seals, the cages and spool are almost identical in design to the S3 spool assembly. Larger grooves are machined from the spool to pass the maximum amount of air consistent with the design. The aluminum spacers are each machined so that 85% of the area is open to flow. We have said that conventional O-ring seals, like those used in the S3 valves, could not be used on the S4 because of the magnitude of the radial and axial forces. If they were, they would be deformed and the valve would not work. As a result, Skinner engineers have designed and patented a new type seal that will not deform axially and will handle these high loads. This new seal, referred to as a garter seal, is basically three O-rings molded into one seal, with a precision spring as an integral part. The spring enables the seal to handle high side loads and prevents collapse. The seal is relatively rigid when the high loads are applied. The spring will resist the load. For example, at 150 pounds operating pressure, with a cage supporting the seal on both sides, the deflection of the spring is in the order of 0.0015 inches, practically immovable. The unsupported seal has an approximate deformation of 27% of 0.103 at 150 psi. The force across the supported seal is 176 at 150 psi working pressure. And as we mentioned, the spring movement is 0.0015, more than adequate to provide bubble-tight sealing and spool movement at 20 psi. The total seal area is 1.174 square inches. The body end cover is removed by releasing the four screws. Once the cover is removed, the return spring can be freed from the recess in the spool. A plastic snubber is contained in the end cover to absorb any shock caused by the movement of the spool and to prevent the deformation of spool and end plate. Here is a cutaway of the single solenoid two-position model, de-energized. In this condition, the inlet pressure is open to the B port and closed to A port. The design of the spool is such that in this position, the EB port is sealed and the EA port is open to the A port. When pressure is applied to the P port, it flows into the body bore and into a passageway that leads to the pilot operator orifice located in the rod seal and capsule assembly. The upward force of the spring on the rod and seal assembly is sufficient to seal the pilot pressure orifice. Since this orifice is closed, the exhaust orifice is open to a cavity behind the motor assembly, and no pressure can build up in front of the motor assembly. The return spring is sufficient to hold the spool in this position. As mentioned, the pressure is fed to port B to a cylinder. Port EB is sealed. Port A is open to EA, thus exhausting cylinder port A. This cutaway shows the same valve with the pilot operator energized. Current has been applied to the coil, inducing a magnetic field sufficient to pull the plunger assembly down against the stop and to overcome the force of the springs in the rod and capsule assembly and in the plunger. In doing so, the seal in the rod and capsule assembly opens the pilot pressure orifice and seals the exhaust orifice. This action permits sufficient pressure to build up in front of the motor assembly to overcome the force of the return spring and seals and to move the spool to the extreme opposite position. As long as there is pressure and the coil is energized, the spool will stay in this position. This spool position seals off pressure to port B and opens it to port EB, allowing cylinder port B to be exhausted. At the same time, the pressure port P is open to port A, and port EA is sealed. When the coil is de-energized, the spring in the plunger and rod and capsule assembly causes the seal to close the pilot pressure orifice and open the exhaust orifice to the motor assembly and atmosphere. The pressure in front of the motor assembly can no longer build up and is exhausted, and the force of the return spring returns the spool to its de-energized position. When it is necessary to use extremely low operating pressure, Skinner provides an air diaphragm operator for two or three position operation. Mounting legs are available to provide clearance for the diaphragm casting and are bolted to the body by means of the three mounting holes. The air diaphragm operator is used when only 5 or 10 pounds of pressure is available and speed of spool movement is not critical. The air diaphragm has the disadvantage of not reacting as fast as a small volume air piston, but the air piston requires higher pressure. The air diaphragm operator is rather a simple device. Once the cover is removed, the diaphragm, made from Buna N rubber, is revealed. The diaphragm is formed to fit over a piston and into the recess of the housing. The piston contains a spring that is held captive by means of a retaining spring and ring. The piston is threaded and mates with the spool assembly. Here we see the diaphragm, piston, spool, seals, cages, and spring as an assembly. For a two-position spring return, a single diaphragm is used. For a two-position with no spring return, or three-position spring return, two diaphragms are used. The air diaphragm model is operated remotely by means of a three-way valve placed in the system. Air pressure is supplied through a 1/4-inch NPT located on the diaphragm housing. This pressure is applied in front of the diaphragm that forces the diaphragm and piston to overcome the spring pressure and move the spool to its extreme position. The spool will remain in this position as long as pressure is applied to the front of the diaphragm. When the remote valve is switched, air in front of the diaphragm is exhausted out the same 1/4-inch port through the remote valve to atmosphere. The spring then returns the spool to its former position. You have seen that the S3 line of sealed spool valves is very complete and fits a host of applications. The S4, with larger capacities, include air diaphragm models and will meet most of the requirements for high flow control. As you can see, there is a variety of electrically operated, remotely operated, and mechanically operated valves available for almost any application. The Skinner design offers all S4 models in three body configurations. For example, the single solenoid model shown here. It is available with ports in body, valve only for base mounting, or sub-base mounted. It should be pointed out that the flow characteristics are different when the valve is sub-base mounted. Here is a comparison of the three port sizes and their relative C sub V factors. The models have the following flow factors. 3/8 inch ports have a C sub V of 4.9 compared to a C sub V of 4.0 for sub-base mounted models. The 1/2 inch ports have a C sub V of 7.5 compared to a C sub V of 5.1 for the sub-base mounted models. Finally, the 3/4 inch ports have a C sub V of 9.0 compared to a C sub V of 6.8 for the sub-base mounted model. Sub-base model valves always have less flow than piped body valves due to the additional flow pads. Although it has been covered in the S3 portion of the training course, it might be useful to review 2- and 3-position operation of sealed spool valves. The standard 2-position model is designed to have the B port open to pressure and closed to exhaust, and the A port open to exhaust in the de-energized position. When energized, the position is reversed. That is, the A port is open to pressure and closed to exhaust, and the B port is open to exhaust. Electrical or air-operated models available in this standard 2-position design are single solenoid-operated, single air-piston-operated, and single air-diaphragm-operated. 2-position operation is also achieved by use of 2 operators without the use of springs. For example, a double solenoid is used to position the spool. One operator is energized momentarily, and the spool will move and stay in that position until the opposite operator is momentarily energized. This 2-position operation can be accomplished with double solenoids, double air pistons, or double air diaphragms. A manual model providing 2-position operation is the palm button. This model is designed for hand operation. Force is exerted against the button to open port A, and once released, the spool will return actuated by a return spring. Palm button models are available in piped body and sub-base mounted. They can be ordered with spring return or with no spring. No spring models stay in the position moved to by the palm button. The foot pedal controlled model is another 2-position valve. These piped body or sub-base mounted valves are available with spring return only. Pressing the pedal downward moves the spool to open A port to pressure. When the foot pedal is released, the spool will move to the normal position with the B port open to pressure. For two-position mechanical operation, two models are available. The first is a ball cam operator. This device employs a stainless steel ball sealed on the end of the spool. A moving cam actuates this ball and moves the spool to an extreme position in one direction. And then, as it releases it, the spring returns the spool to the original position. The second mechanical operator is a roller cam. This model has a roller mounted on the end of the spool and operates in conjunction with a rotating cam. The cam will cause the spool to move, and as programmed, will release the cam. The spring-loaded spool will then return to its original position. Three-position models provide a selection of flow. This spool, like all three-position models, is spring-centered. The spool is machined to provide a closed center and open exhaust. That means, in the de-energized position, both A and B ports are open to EA and EB, while the pressure port P is sealed. Another design has the center closed and the exhaust closed, meaning all ports are sealed. The third standard design offered is open center, closed exhaust. The pressure port P is open to both A and B ports, and the exhaust ports EA and EB are sealed. There are other variations of spool design available by special request. Electrical or remote air-operated models available for three-position operation are double solenoid, double air piston, and double air diaphragm. All have spring-centered spools and are available in the flow patterns just described. Manual operation, as in the H9 and S3, is also available in the S4 series. Here you can see the relative size of the three types. The S4 hand lever models are available in two-position as well as three-position models. Two-position models are available no spring or with spring return. Three-position models with flow patterns previously described are spring-centered with or without detents. Another model for foot actuation is a foot treadle. Like the hand lever, it is available in two- or three-position operation. The foot is placed on the treadle, and one position is obtained by putting pressure on the ball of the foot, and another position by putting pressure on the heel of the foot. The center position is the neutral position. Two-position models are available with spring return, no spring, and detented. Three-position models are available spring-centered with or without detent. You can see that Skinner design engineers have made the S4 a very versatile valve line. The user has a great many choices. For solenoid or remote control, he can select models for two- or three-position operation that have an operating pressure range of from 20 to 150 PSI. The double-air piston two- or three-position model has an even lower operating pressure range of 10 PSI, to 150 PSI. For even lower minimum pressure operation, 5 to 150 PSI, two air diaphragm models are offered, also available in two or three position functions. Several mechanical and manual models are available for two position operation only. Equipped with spring return, these models are available with a manual foot pedal and a ball cam or a roller cam for mechanical operation. Another two-position model is offered with a palm button operator with the choice of a spring return or no spring. Hand lever and foot treadle models are available for manual operation in two- or three-position models. Two-position models are available with spring return or no spring or detented. Three-position models have a spring-centered spool and can be detented if desired. The valves you have just seen have wide application in the user and OEM markets. They are manufactured to the highest quality standards of the industry. The S4, along with the S3 and H9 line of sealed spool valves, provide industry with many solutions to application problems. Thank you.
Thank you.